Happiness happens when we are making progress, not attaining perfection. This progress can be established when we are in a state of balanced growth in all the major aspects of life. I'm Dr. Lori Heap, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, 5 to Thrive, where you can empower yourself with the knowledge and skills needed to live a happy, thriving, balanced, dynamic life. Are you excited to power up? I am, so let's get started. When you're talking about well-being, it's helpful to define what we mean by that. I like to take the approach of Dr. Martin Seligman, who defines well-being as a kind of flourishing in six different aspects of life. And he calls this the PERMA model of well-being. The P of PERMA stands for positive emotion. E stands for engagement, meaning do you get absorbed in the things that you're doing? R stands for relationships. M is for meaning. A is for accomplishment. And then they also put a plus H for health at the very end. So it's literally referred to as PERMA plus H. I encourage people in the different programs I run to start with taking two PERMA assessments through Dr. Martin Seligman's website, authentichappiness.com. The two assessments are found under the questionnaire tab on the site. You can find a link in my blog as well on the PERMA on my site, lifeandbalanceclass.com. The first assessment is simply called PERMA. The second is titled the Workplace PERMA Profiler. These two assessments can give you insight into how the different aspects of well-being are going for you, both in general via the PERMA and at work or school via the workplace PERMA profiler. By assessing these scores, you can gain insight into where you might want to focus to increase your well-being. And the different aspects of the spiral staircase of well-being that I work through with people in my coaching and in my programs and on my website addresses all these aspects of human flourishing in one way or another. In fact, the entire staircase was tooled with moving the needle on the different areas of the PERMA in mind. So let's say, according to the PERMA scores, you are kind of low in your sense of accomplishment. Well, the goal setting and forming the life list, as well as the first part of the willpower that we're going to talk about, could boost both of these for you, because in order to have a sense of accomplishment, we need goals, and we got to have the guts and the grit to go after them and persevere to the end. Now, with regards to the E of PERMA, some information that I discuss on willpower actually impacts engagement. And engagement, like I kind of mentioned briefly, is getting absorbed in and feeling really satisfied in different activities you do on a daily basis. One modern pitfall that truly causes an unengaged state, or I like to refer to as the meh state, is how we deal with boredom. How many of us grab our phones when we are bored? All of the screens that surround us today, as well as things like junk food or alcohol, can be labeled as sources of supernormal stimuli, according to the neuroscientists out there. And these supernormal stimuli actually create an imbalance in the brain via a chemical that's a feel-good chemical called dopamine that leads to these mehs, or in other words, a lack of engagement in daily life. So if we're trying to dial down screen use, like if that's kind of a goal that's been floating around in your head, I really want to encourage you to continue on that path, because there's some serious neuroscience behind why you want to do that, which I promise I'll get into that late at a later date, because I am a very big geek when it comes to neuroscience and I absolutely love the brain. It's such cool stuff. So that's engagement. Just a little brief thing on that. Now, next up in the PERMA that I want to talk about for a second is R for relationships. There really is some truth to that old song that goes, all you need is love. Because our relationships with other people are essential to our well-being. But I don't know about you, but it seems like connection is really missing today. And it's not just because of our current kind of crisis situation. It really was preceded by this digital communication age that is truly usurping a lot of the opportunities that we have and that the brain needs to connect. So if relationships is low on your PERMA, you're not alone. And I want you to think about, how can you connect with friends and family more often and with more intention? Meaning, can you set the phone aside or turn the screens off and really truly dial into each other? One way to also kind of enhance relationships and to deliberately connect with other people in a meaningful way is to do something kind for each member of your family or your friend group once a week. So it could be fun to like make a list of all your friends and at the top of the list say, what am I doing for them that's kind this week? And kind of, you know, check them off as you go through. It's a way of systematically investing in your relationships to elevate that R area of the PERMA. Now, next up is the M for meaning. And this is actually a really broad topic and it's a deep topic. And so one thing that you could do, though, to get started or trying to boost meaning would be just Google looking up how to form a personal mission statement. That's like just one simple step you could take. Or you could kind of journal on asking and answering. At my 80th birthday party, what do I want to see going on around me? And what do I want to have accomplished? And what do I want to leave in my wake? Another thing that you could do is, and I do this with my corporate clients and with people that I do coaching with and in my programs, is really kind of ask and answer, what are your core values? Like, what does that list look like? And there's a lot of ideas out there on the internet along those lines, as well as I have this core value card shuffle that I do with people. And I also have people take something called the VIA assessment. Online, it's a free assessment that will spit out for you what positive psychologists call your signature strength list. And so once I get people to the point where they have a clear sense of their core values and then they have their signature strength list in front of them, then we discuss how do you apply your core values to the different aspects of your life list, and how can you utilize what's best about you, which is your signature strengths, to infuse meaning in the micro moments of daily living. So these are just some things that you can kind of churn around in your mind for, let's say, 5 minutes or so. Do it on a walk or when you take a little break. Now, the last letter of the PERMA that I always address, actually in my own programming, is the first letter, P, which stands for positive emotion. And the reason I address this last is because fostering positive emotion in daily life is really can be a big challenge. We have a negativity bias in the brain, and therefore trying to go after things that are positive can be pretty difficult for us because we tend to focus in on what's not going right because the brain wants to fix that. So positive emotion in daily living really involves all the aspects of the spiral staircase of well-being. You know, we get positive emotion from accomplishing goals. We really need mental strength in order to use negative emotion productively, which then ends up turning it into more of a positive. We also truly need to have a very strong sense of meaning and purpose, which guides us and helps us put things into perspective in daily living, which is very helpful to positive or productive emotion, as well as, you know, we really need solid relationships because I call these people that we connect with when we're in distress, go-to people. So who are your go-to people in daily life that just help make you feel better and elevate you? Now, however, if you want specifics on positive emotion, I really like to recommend Barbara Fredrickson's work on positivity or the guy by the name of Dr. Davidson on the emotional life of your brain. Both of these guys have seriously solid research in the area of emotion and can give you great insights in how to kind of turn negative into positive or manage emotion in a more productive way in daily life. I, of course, also have a section of this in my programs. Now, the bottom line is when you take these two PERMA assessments, it will bring full awareness to where you want to try and impact your life. And in the following podcasts, I'm going to promise you I'll be walking you through different topics that are contained in the spiral staircase, which this entire staircase was tooled and geared towards impacting and moving the needle on these different parts or the different facets of the PERMA. So keep tuning in to get empowered with the knowledge and the skills you need to flourish along the lines of the PERMA in daily life.